这几天其实因为美伊协议的事情呢，大家都在对川普产生一些怀疑。
In recent days, due to the situation with the U.S.-Iran agreement, people had started to doubt Trump.
吐槽的声音也比较多啊。
There are also a lot of complaining voices.
然后我们也看到万斯也出来聊这个协议的事情。
Then we also saw Vance come out to talk about the agreement.
那么今天凌晨的时候，G7 峰会上面呢，
So, during the early morning and the summit,
川普也在聊这个。
Trump is also talking about this.
当然，他宣布说是美伊协议已经接近完成。
Of course, he announced that the U.S.-Iran agreement was close to completion.
那这一场持续了这么久的中东危机，
This long-lasting Middle East crisis.
似乎眼看着就要结束。
It seems like it's about to end.
但是问题是，
But the problem is,
如果美国真的是赢了，
if the United States really won,
那为什么最终出现的不是一个胜利宣言？
why didn't the final result be a victory declaration?
而是一份协议。
It is an agreement.
如果战争真的是按照原计划来推进的，
If the war is really going to proceed according to the original plan,
为什么今天川普反反复复的强调是停火？
why did Trump repeatedly emphasize a ceasefire today?
是通航，是协议，
It is a contract.
而不是进一步的施压。
Instead of further pressure.
事实上，
In fact,
今天这个记者会的内容让我想到了一个东西。
The content of today's press conference made me think of something.
就是战争最困难的地方，
The most difficult thing about war is
从来也不是开战，
never started a war.
而是如何结束战争，就是它的退出机制到底是怎么样子的。
But how to end the war is his exit mechanism, which is how.
因为今天记者会上面，川普释放了五个非常重要的信号。
Because today, during the press conference, Trump released five very important signals.
第一个就是美伊协议基本完成。
The first is that the U.S.-Iran agreement has been completed.
剩下的只是最后的签署的程序。
The only thing left is the final signing process.
第二个就是霍尔木兹海峡恢复正常的通航。
The second is the restoration of normal navigation in the Strait of Hormuz.
中东的能源运输最危险的阶段呢，算是暂时告一段落。
The most dangerous stage of energy transportation in the Middle East has come to an end.
第三个就是美国并没有放弃军事选项。
The third point is that the United States has not abandoned the military option.
如果未来伊朗违反协议，
If Iran violates the agreement in the future,
美国依然保留着进一步行动的权利。
the United States still reserves the right to take further action.
那这个也很正常。
That's also normal.
美国向来也是一手拎着大棒啊，
The United States has always been a big stick,
一手拎着胡萝卜。
holding a carrot in one hand.
第四个呢，
Fourth,
美国当前的重心已经重新回到了协议本身。
currently, the focus of the United States has shifted back to the agreement itself.
第五个啊，
Fifth one,
当然就是川普特色非常明显。
Of course, Trump's characteristics are very obvious.
他反复在强调说，
He repeatedly emphasized that
今天的所有的一切，
all of today's things
无论是协议停火，还是局势的降温，
Whether it's a ceasefire or a cooling of the situation,
都是美国推动的结果。
All of this is the result of the United States.
都是他自己的功劳。
All of it is his own achievement.
那么一方面呢
On the other hand,
川普在强调成果。
Trump emphasizes achievements.
另一方面的话
On the other hand,
他又在不断地强调
He repeatedly emphasized
未来依然保留着军事选项。
The future still retains the option of military action.
这就意味着协议出现了。
This means that the agreement has been reached.
但是问题呢，并没有消失。
But the problem hasn't disappeared.
局势缓和了。
The situation has eased.
但是矛盾并没有结束。
However, the conflict did not end.
而在我看来
In my opinion,
今天这场记者会真正值得关注的地方
The most noteworthy aspect of today's press conference was
其实并不是协议本身
Actually, it's not the agreement itself
而是协议
Instead, the agreement
为什么会现在出现
Why is this happening now?
因为如果事情真的是完全按照原来的剧本来发展的话
Because if the situation really develops exactly as originally planned
那么美国完全没有必要在这个时候重新的回到谈判桌
Therefore, the United States has no need to return to negotiations at this time
我们之前讲过
We have previously discussed
你都已经把仗打成这个样子了
You've already made a mess of things.
有什么必要突然停下来去谈呢
What's the point of stopping suddenly to talk?
所以我们今天其实主要要思考的问题
So, what we really need to think about today is
就是为什么战争推进到这里以后突然停下来了
That's why the war suddenly stopped after reaching this point.
那很多人以为说美国面对的是伊朗。
Many people thought that the United States was facing Iran.
但是事实上呢
But in fact,
美国真正面对的是一个更麻烦的问题。
The real problem the United States faces is
就是推翻一个秩序并不难。
It's not difficult to overthrow an order.
建立一个秩序才难。
It's hard to establish order.
我们前面视频里面讲到说
In the previous video, we talked about
我们是如此的
We are so
善于破坏一个旧世界
Skillfully destroy an old world.
但是又如此的不善于建立一个新世界。
But he was so bad at creating a new world.
美国其实面对的也是这样的一个问题。
The United States actually faces a similar problem.
而恰恰在过去的这一段时间里面呢。
And precisely during this period of time.
可能有三个方面的问题。
There are three potential problems.
我认为是被忽略掉的。
I feel like I'm being ignored.
当然我们前面视频里面提到过这些内容。
Of course, as we mentioned in the previous video.
第一个现实就是伊朗并没有按照预期发生内部的一个崩塌。
The first reality is that Iran did not experience an internal collapse as expected.
过去这些年呢
In the past few years,
西方对伊朗一直有一个判断。
The West has always had judgment of Iran.
就是经济困难。
It's because of economic hardship.
年轻人不满。
Young people are dissatisfied.
商人不满。
Businessmen are dissatisfied.
社会矛盾长期的积累。
The long-term accumulation of social contradictions.
女性运动不断地出现。
Women's sports are constantly emerging.
于是，很多人可能会得到一个结论。
Therefore, many people may come to the conclusion that
说是只要外部的压力足够大。
If external pressure is sufficient,
那么伊朗内部就会迅速地发生变化。
Then there will be a rapid change within Iran.
尤其这个战争之前伊朗内部的那个事情。
Especially the internal situation in Iran before the war.
然后自然而然都会加强人们的这种观念。
This will naturally reinforce people's perception.
甚至于觉得说是政权层面的动荡会发生。
Even felt that a political level turmoil would occur.
但是现实并没有按照这个方向来发展。
However, reality did not develop in this direction.
战争开始之后呢
After the war started,
伊朗社会并没有出现外界期待的这种全面的分裂。
There has not been a comprehensive division in Iranian society as expected by outsiders.
很多原本存在的内部矛盾
Many of the original internal contradictions
反而是被暂时的压制了下来。
However, it was temporarily suppressed.
因为这种对内的这种压力还是比较大的。
Because this internal pressure is quite significant.
对于普通的民众来说呢
For ordinary people,
平时批评政府是一回事。
Criticizing the government is one thing.
面对外部攻击可能又是另外一回事。
The other thing is that they may be vulnerable to external attacks.
历史上其实类似的这种情况也并不少见。
Actually, there have been many similar situations in history.
当国家面临外部压力的时候呢
When a country faces external pressure,
这种民族认同往往会暂时的压过内部的矛盾。
This kind of national identity often temporarily suppresses internal conflicts.
甚至让原本立场不同的人重新站到一起。
Even make people with originally different positions stand together.
那换句话来说
In other words,
美国原本期待看到的内部分裂并没有真正出现。
The internal divisions that the United States had hoped for did not actually materialize.
而这个就意味着战争无法按照最初预设的一个方向去发展。
This means that the war cannot develop in the direction originally expected.
当然
Of course,
伊朗政府对民众的这种压力其实也是一个客观事实。
The pressure that the Iranian government puts on its people is actually an objective fact.
那第二个现实就是并没有人能够接手当下的伊朗。
The second reality is that no one can take over the current Iran.
这一点可能比第一点更加重要一点。
This might be even more important than the first point.
过去一段时间
In the past few days,
很多媒体不断地提到
Many media keep mentioning
里萨巴列维似乎只要伊朗发生变化
It seems that if there is a change in Iran,
未来的领导人就已经准备好了。
The future leaders are already prepared.
但这只是一个叙事。
This is just a narrative.
新闻叙事。
News reporting.
甚至是政治从来不是这么运作的。
Politics is not always like this.
一个国家不是一个公司啊。
A country is not a company.
国家权力的交接
Transfer of power to the state.
也不是换一任董事长那么简单。
It's not as simple as changing the chairman.
真正的问题从来不是谁想不想接手的问题。
The real problem is never who wants to accept the problem.
而是谁有能力去接手。
who is capable of accepting it?
有没有这样的行政体系？
Is there such a system of administration?
有没有这样的地方组织？
Are there any organizations like this?
有没有这样的军队去支持？
Is there such a military to support?
有没有维持国家运转的能力？
Does it have the ability to maintain the state?
有没有能力让银行继续去营业啊？
Can you help the bank continue to operate?
让石油继续出口。
Allow oil to continue to be exported.
让电力系统维持运转。
To maintain the operation of the power system.
这些问题比谁坐上那个位置。
These questions are more important than who will sit in that position.
其实更加重要。
Actually, it's even more important.
而截止到目前为止呢？
As of now.
无论是里萨巴列维这一边，还是伊朗内部的所谓的温和派，都没有展示出来这样的能力。
Neither the moderate faction on the side of Lissabalvi nor the so-called moderate faction within Iran have demonstrated such capabilities.
于是呢，美国就开始面对一个越来越现实的问题。
So, the United States began to face a more and more realistic problem.
就是即便现有的体系发生变化，
Even if the existing system changes,
那么谁来管理这个接近9000万人口的国家呢？
So, who will manage this country of nearly 9 million people?
这个问题看来是没有答案的。
This question seems to have no answer.
而没有答案的问题，
And the question without an answer.
往往其实是最危险的问题。
Often, these are the most dangerous problems.
因为历史已经无数次的证明，推翻一个政权并不难。
Because history has repeatedly proven that overthrowing a government is not difficult.
建立一个新的秩序才难。
It's difficult to establish a new order.
伊拉克是这样子。
Iraq is like this.
利比亚是这样子。
Libya is like this.
阿富汗也是这样子。
Afghanistan is also like this.
很多时候对内的不满会被某种油然而生的民族主义情绪短暂的替代。
Often, internal dissatisfaction is temporarily replaced by a surge of nationalistic sentiment.
这一点也许很容易被理解成我们中国人常常讲的兄弟阋于墙，外遇其辱。
This might be easily understood as the Chinese saying that brothers are bound by strength and the strong will seek to humiliate the weak.
但是你好好想一下，这种逻辑成立吗？
But think about this logic carefully.
这种现实会发生。
This reality will happen.
但是这种逻辑成立吗？
But this logic is valid.
第三个现实，美国没有等来预想中的连锁反应。
The third reality is that the United States did not experience the expected chain reaction.
战争初期的时候，
In the early stages of the war,
很多人都在观察。
Many people are observing.
就是比如说库尔德人会不会行动。
So, for example, will the Kurds take action?
而且我相信美国有认真地跟库尔德人谈过。
And I believe that the United States has seriously talked to the Kurds.
结果是让人失望的啊。
The result was disappointing.
那地方的势力会不会有行动？
Will the forces in that place take action?
所谓的反对派会不会有行动？
What will the opposition do?
甚至于革命卫队内部会不会因为这样巨大的外部压力而产生裂痕？
Will there be cracks within the Revolutionary Guard due to such immense external pressure?
但是最终我们看到的，绝大多数的力量都选择了观望。
However, the vast majority of forces ultimately chose to observe.
原因其实也简单。
The reason is actually simple.
因为所有人都在等一个答案。
Because everyone is waiting for an answer.
美国会不会长期介入？未来的新的秩序是什么？
Will the United States long-term intervene in the future new order?
谁才是下一阶段真正的掌权者？
Who is the real power holder in the next stage?
这些问题都没有明确的答案。
These questions have no clear answers.
而川普表现出来的就是，他不想去长期介入这个事情。
And Trump's performance is that he doesn't want to get involved in this matter for a long time.
那么，对于这些地方势力来说，
So, for these local forces,
最理想的选择自然就是等待。
The ideal choice is to wait.
谁都在等发生变化，
Everyone is waiting for something to change.
谁都不愿意
No one wants it.
第一个冲上去。
The first one to rush up.
战争就停留在了这样一个非常尴尬的位置。
The war ended up in such a very awkward position.
如果打了的话，
If so,
但是没有形成绝对性的变化。
However, there was no absolute change.
继续打，成本越来越高。
The cost of continuing to build is getting higher and higher.
停下来又需要一个合理的出口。
Stop and need a reasonable exit.
那么，于是这个协议就出现了。
So, this agreement came about.
而这三个现实叠加在一起，
And these three realities are superimposed on each other.
最终就形成了今天最值得关注的这个局面。
This ultimately led to the current situation that is most worth paying attention to.
伊朗并没有崩掉，
Iran didn't collapse.
没有新的力量来接手，地方的势力没有行动。
There are no new forces to take over the local powers, and they have not taken any action.
美国又不愿意全面的去介入。
The United States is unwilling to intervene comprehensively.
那么接下来怎么办？
What should I do next?
继续升级。
Continue to upgrade.
风险越来越大。
The risks are increasing.
全面的介入的话，
In a comprehensive view,
代价越来越高。
the cost is getting higher.
于是协议就成为了一种现实的选择。
Therefore, the agreement became a realistic option.
从这个角度来看的话呢，
From this perspective,
今天 G7 峰会上的这个记者会，
today and at the press conference held during the summit,
其实并不仅仅是在宣布一份协议。
In fact, is not just announcing an agreement,
更像是在告诉外界说，
more like telling the outside world,
美国决定暂时把局势控制在这个地方。
the United States decided to temporarily control the situation in this area.
当然，
Of course,
这并不意味着问题已经结束了。
This doesn't mean the problem is over.
我们刚才也提到过，
We just mentioned it.
事实上，
In fact,
川普今天也反复在强调说，
Trump repeatedly emphasized today that
美国并没有放弃军事选项。
the United States has not abandoned the military option.
就像大家对伊朗没有信心一样。
Just like everyone has no confidence in Iran,
川普对伊朗也没有信心。
Trump also doesn't have confidence in Iran.
所以，如果未来伊朗再次突破红线呢？
So, if Iran breaks the red line again in the future,
美国仍然可能会重新的采取行动。
the United States may still take action.
而另外一边呢？
And on the other side,
以色列未来到底会怎么做？
What will Israel do in the future?
同样存在着很多的变数。
There are also many variables.
这里我其实也并不太认同，
I actually don't agree with this either.
一些媒体说的说美国跟以色列之间出现了严重的裂痕。
Some media outlets have reported that there have been serious cracks in the relationship between the United States and Israel.
因为从一开始我们节目里面就反复在说国家之间的利益呢不可能永远一致。
Because from the beginning, we have repeatedly said that the interests of different countries will never be consistent. Well,
它只是一个阶段性的一致的利益。
It's just a temporary and consistent interest.
那当目标一致的时候呢？
When the goals are aligned,
大家就站在一起。
Everyone stood together.
当事情推进到某一个阶段以后，
Once the situation progresses to a certain stage,
利益自然就会出现分化。
Interests will naturally arise and differentiate.
美国关心的当然是债务财政。
What Americans are concerned about, of course, is debt and finance.
美元体系跟未来的更长期的战略竞争的问题。
The problem of the dollar system and the longer-term strategic competition.
以色列关心的当然是自身的安全环境。
What Israel is concerned about is its own security environment.
所以双方关注的重点本来就不可能完全一致。
Therefore, the focus of both sides cannot be completely consistent.
这是一种利益的再平衡。
This is a redistribution of interests.
而不是一种关系的破裂。
Not a relationship breakdown.
你说内塔尼亚胡错吗？
Are you saying that Netanyahu is wrong?
没错。
Right?
他是以色列的总理吗？
Is he the prime minister of Israel?
那你说川普有问题吗？
So you're saying Trump has problems?
当然没问题。
Sure, no problem.
川普当然要考虑美国的利益。
Trump certainly needs to consider the interests of the United States.
他是美国的总统。
He is the president of the United States.
我们视频里面反复的在提。
We repeatedly mentioned in the video.
不要对他有什么奢望。
Don't have any expectations of him.
因为他就是美国的总统。
Because he is the president of the United States.
他当然是只考虑美国的利益。
Of course, he is only considering the interests of the United States.
当然，如果考虑长久利益的话。
Of course, if we consider the long-term interests,
他会涉及一些其他的东西。
He will cover some other things.
就仅此而已。
That's all.
所以今天这个记者会呢，最重要的信息获取并不是每一协议即将签署。
So, the most important information from today's press conference might not be that every agreement is about to be signed.
而是美国终于再次的面对了一个所有大国都曾经面对过的问题。
Instead, the United States is finally facing a problem that all major powers have faced before.
就是导弹可以去摧毁设施，空袭。
Missiles can be used to destroy facilities and conduct air strikes.
可以消灭目标。
Can eliminate the target.
但是这些东西都无法回答一个问题。
But these things cannot answer a question.
那就是这个旧秩序打碎以后。
That's what happens when the old order is broken.
新的秩序怎么样？
What about a new order?
建立，由谁建立？
Who built it?
而在这个问题得到答案之前。
And before this question is answered.
战争或许很难真正的结束。 协议呢，也只能是阶段性的协议。
War may only result in temporary agreements, not a true end to the conflict.
停火也只能是阶段性的停火。
This is only a temporary ceasefire.
美国跟伊朗之间的问题没有消失。
The problem between the United States and Iran has not disappeared.
以色列跟伊朗之间的矛盾也没有消失。
The conflict between Israel and Iran has not disappeared.
所以所有人都只是重新进入了下一个阶段。
So everyone just entered the next stage.
重新评估。
Reevaluate.
下一步应该怎么样走。
What should I do next?
因此今天的这个协议呢，更像是一场暂停。
Therefore, this agreement today is more like a pause,
而不是终局。
Not the end.
我们昨天还是前天的视频里面讲过。
We talked about it in the video we made yesterday or the day before yesterday.
而真正的较量呢
？The real competition.
或许才刚刚开始，起心动念。
Maybe the idea has just begun to form.
这种事情停不下来。
This situation won't stop.
也改变不了。
It cannot be changed.